When I was a teenager, in fact, I think I was 15 years old, I can remember seeing a poster on the side of the wall at Southampton train station, just as you're about to go up the steps that took you from platform 1 across to platform 2. The poster was for a film that had just come out. It was 1974, and the film was Stardust with David Essex. And the poster had this lyric, or this saying onto it, which said, "Show me a boy who never wanted to be a rock star, and I'll show you a liar." And every time I saw that poster, I didn't like it, because I thought to myself, well, I'm a boy and I don't want to be a rock star. But deep down inside, well, maybe a little bit I did. The principle of that poster was something I understood, no matter how much I denied it. I think actually deep down inside, there was a part of everybody at that point that did want to be a little bit of a rock star. And years later, I found myself adopting that principle a little bit further. I can remember thinking to myself, show me a whiskey lover who doesn't want their own distillery. Well, I'm sure you get the idea. To be honest, I love the idea of having my own distillery. But I also have the awareness that that is something that's just not going to happen. But that's not to say that other things can't happen. I began drinking whiskey because I liked it. I began exploring it further because I liked it a lot. I began to study it because I wanted to know more about it. And then I wanted to develop my relationship with whiskey more and share this with others. So I began doing tastings. I began attending whiskey events. I did a course about whiskey. I began a website, and then the Malted Muse podcast. But then it wasn't enough. I wanted to expand this even more. And so I started looking at actually how to bottle whiskey from the cask for my own label. I found this required me to explore whiskey in different ways and in more depth. I wanted to develop my ideas of working with whiskey and stories. Whiskey in situations, whiskey in art, etc. By seeking individual and unique casks of whiskey and then bottling it the way that I wanted. It gave me so much more of the experience. It is a process that has forced me to look at different aspects of the whiskey industry, and to do so from different viewpoints. I learned about aspects such as regulations and licensing, labelling requirements and broker negotiations, product design, distribution, cask storage, bottling, printing, and much more. It led me into further training and meeting and talking with some absolutely great people who have taught me so much more about whiskey and the industry. It's deepened my appreciation of it. Over time, I intend finding these quality casks of whiskey and bottling them, linking them with stories, exploring their characters, and then sharing them with you. These whiskies will be bottled under the label of the Malted Muse, and for each whiskey I will put out an episode in this podcast series dedicated to that particular whiskey. Now, of course, you can listen to the podcast without buying any of the whiskey. That's okay, because there will only be small numbers of bottles of each one. However, the whiskey and its episode will be made to be together. In addition to this, I will be carrying on with my regular whiskey podcast, also available on iTunes for free. To find it, just look for The Malted Muse, that's all one word, podcast. In The Malted Muse podcast, you will find a variety of things, such as recorded tastings, distillery information, views, stories, and information about an increasing number of whiskies. Basically, it is my arena for exploring, experimenting, and sharing my passion for whiskey with you. In the early episodes, there is basic information about how whiskey is made, how to taste it, how to read a label, and how to survive a whiskey festival, most of which is just recommendation. This series will overlap a little with that series. In this series, I will give some ideas as to how to taste the whiskey, but I will do so with the appreciation that most of you will have developed your own styles and preferences. And I am of the opinion that once you have bought a bottle of this whiskey, it is for you to do whatever gives you the most pleasure with, be that adding water or mixing it in a cocktail, fat washing it, or even making a fruit cake with it. It is there to be enjoyed. But with that in mind, I will try and show you how I enjoyed it the most. If you are new to whiskey drinking and you want to know how to taste it, there is more information on methods and glassware, etc., in my other podcast series, The Malted Muse Podcast, as well as on my website, themaltedmuse.com. If there are special considerations for a particular whiskey in this series, I will mention them as they happen. However, as a brief, and is only a very brief, run through, my basic recommended method for tasting is as follows. Number 1. Get a notepad and pen and make notes as you go along. Number 2. Use a good tasting glass, such as the Glencairn tasting glass, although other makes are available. 3. Pour a small measure. Hold it against a white surface. Note the colour and the clarity of it. Number 4. Gently, very gently, swirl it and watch how it clings to the glass and runs back down, what we call the legs. How fast they move, how far spaced they are, how thick or thin they are. Smell the whiskey. This is point number 5. Smell the whiskey. Now, personally, I'd like to smell from a little bit of a distance and then get closer, get my nose right into the glass and smell then. Not everybody does it that way. It's just the way I like to do it, to capture some of those fainter aromas that can travel a distance. Number 6. Take a small sip and hold it in your mouth, keeping it moving for a few seconds, then swallow. Note the texture. Note the way it feels in your mouth, the way it feels in your throat, and how long it lasts. Note the initial flavours you get, and also how those flavours change and develop even after you swallowed it. Number 7. Repeat number 5 and 6 again, and then number 8, add a little bit of water, and then repeat all over again. Adding that bit of water can make a difference, sometimes a surprising difference. Not everybody likes to add water, but if you don't add water, you won't know. Now, this will give you a basic understanding of a whiskey. And then the fun starts. Then you can start trying to work out, what is this whiskey for? Is it a good one for celebrations? Or for after dinner? Or maybe even before dinner? Is it one for the hip flask? Experiment. Mix it with different experiences. Okay, so how did I choose these whiskies? Well, I'll try to answer this for each one in their own episodes. What I didn't do is just choose one at random. It has been a process of searching and tasting and rejecting. It has been a process that has required help and advice. I have not been alone. Some very knowledgeable and experienced people have helped me to find the whiskies and actually suggested some to me. Once done, it has been down to me to make the final decision to either go with it or not. And in deciding to go with a whiskey, it had to hold certain qualities. First, the quality of the whiskey had to be high. I wanted a product that I could be proud of, and a product that would be something that I would want as a special whiskey myself. The second point is that the whiskey had to have character about it. Thirdly, the whiskey would come from a single individual cask and so would have an element of individuality. Fourth, it would be bottled at cask strength to enable better control by the drinker as to how they enjoyed it. Fifth, it would be aimed at people who would enjoy it to the full. Now, how you enjoy this whiskey is down to you, but I do want you to enjoy it. I'm not trying to produce something here that's just a shortcut to getting drunk. That's not why it's at cask strength. That's not why it's being bottled. It's there for people to appreciate and enjoy. The sixth point is that it would come from trusted sources and from people who truly shared a whiskey passion. And lastly, and perhaps most importantly, it would be a whiskey that inspired me. A whiskey that, when I first met it, said, "Hello, I've a story to tell you." A whiskey that affected me in a way beyond just taste or alcohol. Now, if you are listening to this and you want to buy a bottle or two, then visit themaltedmuse.com or listen to a specific episode for updates for where it is available. Now, whether you buy a bottle or not, please drink responsibly, please listen to the Malted Muse podcast, and please enjoy whatever you do drink. I am Jim Martin, and thank you for listening.